Farm leaders take their concerns to Washington. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
It's been a good 2 days. We've done good. We've talked to representatives and talked about the issues and what's important to the farmers of Tennessee and in the nation. It's been a good learning experience for me, and I hope we have to educate some of our legislature.
Coffee County farmer Ray Weaver talking about his visit to the nation's capital this week to meet directly with Tennessee's congressional members as part of the Tennessee Farm Bureau's National Affairs Trip. Danny Rochelle, who farms in Hickman County, serves as the group's vice president.
I think we've had a great trip. We've received a good reception from both our senators and all our congressmen. We taught them a lot. They shared some information on what's going on with the drought back in Tennessee as concerning legislation, and we've had a very good trip and learned a lot this trip.
Tennessee's 6th District Congressman Bart Gordon says these visits do make a difference in terms of discussion of the ag issues.
And I think I'm well aware of the agriculture issues, but I always learn something, and so this was very good. I appreciate people taking time away from their farms, their families, to come up, and I think all the members of Congress appreciate hearing their good advice.
Representative John Duncan serves the state's 2nd district, which includes Knoxville and surrounding areas, and he too feels he learns more about the ag industry when he hears directly from farmers.
I know just enough about farming to know that I'm lucky I'm not in it, because it's one of the toughest, most difficult jobs that anybody could possibly have. But I'm thankful for the farmers that we have in this country, because they're one of the main reasons, all that they do for this country is one of the main reasons that we have the wonderful standard of living that we have in this country today.
Now, the issues with the most discussion included disaster relief from this year's weather extremes to immigration reform and the Farm Bill. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.